the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
As President Eisenhower left office, he warned us that an alliance had been made between factions of government and private industry that allowed for unknown, unelected entities to direct governmental policy. 3 months later, President John F. Kennedy repeated this warning to the American Press Association.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day.
JFK was assassinated and the deep state began to thrive. Private multinational interest groups like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and Bilderberg Group began infiltrating the highest levels of government, gradually shifting the policies of the United States to favor their own globalist agenda, eroding the foundation of our constitutional republic from within. In 2000, neocon think tank PNAC published Rebuilding America's Defenses, their plans for global domination. In it, they defined their biggest obstacle to be lack of public support. Further, a process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor. After the Twin Towers fell, the deep state had their new Pearl Harbor and began carrying out the dirty business of regime change.
So I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office that says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
What resulted was chaos. The targeting of civilians became normalized, and with each attack, the rebel forces grew stronger in numbers. Open slave trades and the blight of Sharia law spread throughout the region. The visage of spreading democracy throughout the Middle East was gone, and we were left with an endemic climate of destabilization throughout the region of the Middle East and North Africa. In an unparalleled response to all of this, the United Nations began a massive resettlement program, flooding Western countries with millions of displaced foreigners with conflicting cultures and no obligation to assimilate. Like an invasion, the citizens of these Western nations are not only compelled to accept the invading culture without protest, but their own ancestral culture is being dismantled under the pretext of political correctness, as to not offend the conflicting culture of the invaders. No sovereign nation can survive this, which is precisely the objective of the deep state. Order out of chaos. From the ashes of fallen nations, they hope to build a new global empire. This means an end to the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It is death to the inalienable rights of the individual.
If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
Your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
All right, today is Monday, June 4th, 2018. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due. Thank you for joining me today. Owen Schroyer took over duties of the Alex Jones Show, and Alex, of course, was supposed to take a vacation. And we all know what happens when that happens. Alex always runs into somebody of geopolitical importance. And in this case today, it was Bernie Sanders, the socialist Democrat senator from Vermont, who basically threw in the towel for Hillary, let her win, didn't do anything about it, said white people don't know what it's like to be poor, white people never been oppressed at all. And there he is, there's his face. That's the face of a man who is basically just kind of milking the last bits of his existence, his political existence. Of course, he may come out and challenge Donald Trump in the election. And we're going to get to that. I'm going to play that full video coming up probably at the end of this hour or maybe in the third hour. We want to get a lot of that in because, and that's just Alex going to vacation. I remember when he came to the Republican National Convention, we were up there a few days before and he lands and goes, oh my God, I got turd blossom. I'm like, what? You got turd blossom? That was Karl Rove. Gets him several times in the airport. And, you know, of course, none of these people want to talk. None of these people want to debate. They'll debate on scripted TV. But you go up and ask him a question. Hey, Bernie, why don't you want to live in Venezuela or communist China? No, no, no. He doesn't want to answer those questions. He just wants to keep on walking. Oh, let's not talk. We don't want to talk. We don't want to talk to this guy. And so we started the show, the first 5 minutes, with a video called 5 minutes of the Deep State Explainer. The Deep State Explained in 5 minutes. And that was sent to us by a citizen journalist out in Hawaii. His name's Greg Reese. And you may also have noticed that during the ads, he put out an ad called Volcano Rainwater. We've been using it as a Alexa Pure ad. And here's a guy, moves out to Hawaii, decides he's got to fight the New World Order, former Marine, or I guess always a Marine. I say former Marine, the Marines don't like that. They're always Marines. And so he sent me this piece. He goes, Rob, you got to play this one. This one's good. And so this is another piece he entered into our citizen journalist reporter contest that we're deep in the midst of right now. I'm going to put out another version of entries in the next couple of days, but we're looking for people who want to get in the game here at InfoWars. So by doing this, we're doing a recruitment drive and a reporter contest. And you go to Infowars.com/contest. Infowars.com/contest. It has all the rules and guidelines that we put in there. Read the rules. Don't just send me your video from 3 years ago because you have to put a slate in the front that has your name on it and stuff like that. So don't forget to do that. Because we're getting a lot of good submissions, but people aren't following the rules. They'll be longer than 10 minutes. And listen, if we're looking at 200 videos and they're all 20, 30 minutes long, we'll never be able to watch them all. We don't have time. We barely have time to pull off this contest with all the other things we're doing. Okay, I got in today. I'm supposed to be doing the War Room. But I got a call at 10 a.m. Hey, we just confronted Bernie Sanders. We're sending you the video now. We got several different videos. I want you to put it all together. So I'm scrambling, editing that, and then getting ready to do a three-hour show. Oh, and I don't have writers telling me what to say. There's no teleprompters out there telling me what to say. I get to say what I want. So go to Infowars.com/contest and check out the reporter. It's a recruitment drive and reporter contest. $26,000 in prizes, $20,000 first prize, $5,000 second prize, $1,000 third prize. Who couldn't use $20,000 right now? Infowars.com/contest. We put out our first selection of entries. And that's not all the entries. We just put out a selection. And we put out, I think it was like six or seven of them. I'm going to go look today, see what we got over the weekend, put out some more. And so go check it out. Jump in. Don't wish you were in the game. Get in the game now. Okay? Alex Jones didn't plan out how he was going to go after Bernie Sanders. He just turned on his phone and went after him. And that's what it's all about. So I want to get into some other news. We got Joe Biden talking about how he may want to join in, jump into the race. He'll see how the midterms go. And I've got some interesting looks on where our world is going geopolitically in the West over here. Some News Wars articles. Kit Daniels brought me, he goes, you may want to talk about this. We're seeing a definite trend now of this blue wave is a big myth. And it's not happening. And more people want freedom and more people want choices. Like the choice to bake or not to bake. That is the question, to bake a gay cake. And so we have MSM calls a lopsided 7-2 ruling over gay cake a narrow win. And hey, you know, gay people want to get married, and I'm sure this is probably going to piss off some of our Christian conservative people. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with other people that they want to do, what they want to do with their lives, as long as they don't tell me I have to do it. Okay? And when they're forcing somebody to bake them a cake, that's where I have a problem. I don't have a problem with them getting a gay cake, gay wedding cake, or having their gay wedding ceremony. Do what you want. See, when you go around trying to tell people what to do and force people to do things, that's where the problem lies. So the Supreme Court has ruled you don't have to bake that gay cake. It was a 7-2 ruling in favor of the Colorado baker who refused to serve a gay couple. Several news outlets, including USA Today, Reuters, and NBC, have all decided that the definitive 7-2 ruling is a narrow victory. When the only liberal justices were Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, even Kagan voted in favor. Elena Kagan. Wow. But the opinion was a narrow one, applying to the specific facts only, NBC reported. So they wouldn't tell you what the decision was. They just want to say it was a narrow victory. So, hey, I'm going to give out the number too, because I think later on in this show, I want to get people's reaction to the Bernie Sanders conversation and anything else you want to talk about. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I will start taking calls probably after the next segment. And we'll get into that. But I want to play, you know, a clip of Bill Clinton getting confronted. People are getting confronted because they're sick and tired of these elites telling us how we have to live our lives while they live completely opposite lives. They say, oh, you have to have shortages in electricity and brownouts while we have giant mansions that and pools that we heat over and over again. And our houses use 10 times the amount of electricity of the average home. But you have to curtail your usage. You have to pay higher power prices. And we're going to look at this whole thing with Obama being courted by Hollywood elites to mainly get their cash. They're trying to get their cash out so they could do something, but it's not looking good. We're going to go over all that. All that. Once again, the number to call in, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Of course, here we got the religion of peace. It's Ramadan right now, and jihadists have only killed 352 and wounded 500 in less than a month. This is out of Breitbart. Casualties at the hand of jihadists during the holiest month for Muslims, Ramadan, has exceeded 800 this year with 352 deaths and 449 injuries, a Breitbart news tally shows. So the religion of peace strikes again. We've got another volcano. We got Hawaii that's been kind of spouting off for a while. Maybe you'll see some interesting HD footage in the next couple days, but also Guatemala's Fuego volcano eruption has killed 25, injures hundreds. Three children were killed, nearly 300 injured on Sunday in the most violent eruption in Guatemala's Fuego volcano in more than four decades. Volcán del Fuego, which means volcano of fire, spewed an 8-kilometer stream of red hot lava and belched out thick plumes of smoke. They even had to close off part of the, I guess the airport in Guatemala was closed. The charred bodies of victims laid on streaming ash and remnants of pyroclastic flow as rescuers attended to the badly injured victims. Now, there was a report of a guy sitting on his porch in Hawaii, and he got hit by a ball of lava, and it burned his leg really badly. They said the injuries were horrific. So just a little ball of lava hitting you can do a lot of damage. Imagine getting hit by a giant eruption. You know how those people felt when Vesuvius erupted. All right, we'll be right back after this. We got callers coming in. We'll be taking those after the next segment and more. You're watching The War Room. Infowars.com/show is the free stream. Link to send out to everybody you know.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, take advantage today. Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
War Room. Newsmax.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We have Preston in Missouri, Dennis in Kentucky, and Liberty Smith, or Liberty Bob Smith, or Liberty Smith Bob from Oklahoma. And I was going to start taking your calls at the bottom of the hour, but I was informed. I thought Matt Dubiel was coming on at 5 o'clock, and I was informed that he's coming on at 3:30. So Matt Dubiel, who runs our radio station in Chicago, who's been on many times before, will be coming on. We're going to talk about President Obama's library ripped as ugly waste of taxpayer resources by Chicagoans. So even the people of Chicago aren't interested in having this presidential library. And usually they go, well, this means jobs. This means a place for more people to get employed. What's interesting is we don't have a lot of Obama's private papers are being basically saved in that library. Nobody can see them. So that'll be interesting to see if we ever see any of that stuff from the bowels of the Obama administration. But before we get to that, before I go to these calls, I want to play a little bit of this Bill Clinton confrontation. And we got a Bernie Sanders confrontation today. It's a day of confrontations. So watch, reporter confronts Bill Clinton over Lewinsky hashtag Me Too movement. Former president becomes agitated when asked about treatment of women because it's okay for him to treat women like little objects of his pleasure. But don't you do it. Okay? It's only President Clinton gets to do that. He's okay. All right, let's go to that video.
To critics who have suggested that you should have resigned in the wake of the Lewinsky scandal, you said that you should not have. If you were president now, in 2018, with everything that's going on with the Me Too movement, how would you have approached the accusations differently?
Well, I don't think it would be an issue because people would be using the facts instead of the imagined facts. If the facts were the same today, I wouldn't.
In 1998, President Clinton shocked
Wait,
the world.
Hold on. So the allegations are women that say he raped them. I mean, the only thing that he got impeached for was Monica Lewinsky, and that was basically for lying to Congress. Are lying to the special, Kenneth Starr investigation, those people. He didn't even get impeached for all the other women, the women that Hillary attacked, Paula Jones. The list goes on and on. So he just wants to talk about the alleged facts. Oh, the facts would have came out even faster and more fast and more furious, Mr. President, if we had Twitter back then. All right, let's continue.
Admitting to an affair with then White House intern Monica Lewinsky. The scandal launching a lengthy investigation that ended with Clinton becoming just the second president ever to be impeached.
You're asking, well, don't we have a right to change the rules? Yes, but you don't have a right to change the facts.
Clinton says critics are now pouncing in light of the Me Too movement.
The facts are Bill Clinton is a rapist.
He stands by his decision to fight impeachment rather than resign.
So a lot of the facts have been conveniently omitted to make the story work. But I think partly because they're frustrated that they got all these serious allegations against the current occupant of the Oval Office and his voters don't seem to care. I think I did the right thing. I defended the Constitution.
You think this president's been given a pass with regards to the women who have come forward and accused him of sexual misconduct?
Well, I think that no. But it hadn't gotten anything like the coverage that you would expect.
President Trump has been accused by numerous women of inappropriate sexual behavior, all of which he denies.
I like the Me Too movement. It's way overdue.
Wow.
I think that it doesn't mean I agree with everything. I still have some.
I like the Me Too movement.
Questions about some of the.
I just don't like it when it's applied to me.
All right,
that's enough of that. You know. See, it's special rules for special people. He's a special person, so he doesn't have to follow the rules. You know, if there's a Me Too movement when President Clinton was in office, but back then, you know, it was okay. It was okay for Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein to run around and procure these women and all the other sex cults that are out there. All right, let's go to Preston in Missouri. He wants to talk about the reaction to the Alex Burney video. Go ahead, Preston.
Hey, Rob, great to talk to you again. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Looking good with the new haircut, by the way. That's looking pretty sharp.
Thank you.
Firstly, I wanted to say Alex running into Burney at the airport almost seems like pure providence, just simply gold. I mean, I don't know what the odds of that are, but the fact that that happened is really crazy. Really happy to see Alex going after Burney for his ridiculous race-baiting statement of white people not knowing what it's like to be poor. I grew up in a family of six. My mom worked really hard, and we weren't poor, but, you know, I didn't get everything I wanted. I certainly know what that's like, and I'm willing to bet that most of Bernie's supporters, because they're socialists, are poor and white. So maybe he needs to come back to reality and talk to some of his supporters about being white and poor.
And over the week, let me interrupt you real quick. Bernie over the weekend was bitching about Disney saying, oh, they don't pay their people a living wage. And they say, well, the entry level, job into Disney is, I think, $11 an hour. And probably that's not enough to live in California with, the high prices of gas. And I guess food's pretty cheap there, but you got gas, you have your rent, all that's really high in California. Probably get taxed to oblivion on your state income tax as well. And so he's right on one aspect of, oh, yeah, $11 an hour. But what is that? Those are the entry level positions. Those aren't the positions that someone with a family of four should be aspiring to. The guy or gal with a family should be going, okay, this is my foot in the door. I'm going to do what I can to advance.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how life works. I got an interesting article too. Opportunity, youth, buck millennial job loyalty trends. So the millennial rate is three times higher than that of non-millennials in companies that have grown, in companies. So what's going on is the millennials are going, I don't like this job, I'm leaving. I don't like this job, I'm leaving. I don't like this job, I'm leaving. So they're leaving their jobs. And then what you have is if people want so I hire people. I've had to fire some people from here. When you hire people, I'm not looking to fire people when I hire them. I'm looking to find people who want to grow and who want to do better and who want advancement. That's what I'm looking for. And I'm looking for people who don't want to just show up 9 to 5 and I'm out of here. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for people who want to advance. And then if you go try to find a media job here in Austin, Texas, you're going to find InfoWars pays very competitively, especially if you've proven yourself here. And there's a lot of other little perks we get. But this whole thing about, oh, $11 an hour is what everybody makes at Disney. That's not what they make. But there's a lot of entry level jobs in Disney. Do you deserve $20 an hour to be handing people ice cream? Or to cook a burger? Preston, I'm going to let you come back from that and you could talk about that. But that's the whole thing. That's what we're fighting here. It's not. Just because you get a job doesn't mean you automatically get a lifestyle of a movie star. That's not how it works. You have to work for what you want. Nobody's going to give you anything in this country. Certainly not Bernie Sanders. He's just going to take from you. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this
that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So in last segment, we were talking about Bernie Sanders wanting to basically, anybody who flips a burger, anybody who picks up a piece of garbage, get paid, $15 an hour. And what's going to happen is when companies are forced to do that, they're going to say, you know what? We're going to hire robots to do this job. Oh, the robot may screw up every once in a while, but it will cost us a lot less in the long run. The robot doesn't ask for breaks. The robot's not looking at their phone, checking their Facebook status. The robot just works. And so he's bitching about Disney making $9 billion in profit. And yeah, they are making a lot of money. And their shareholders probably love it. And they probably could pay their workers a little more. But when you start making the minimum wage based on what the cost of living should be, and nobody ever said the minimum wage should allow you to have a life where you're able to buy several cars and have a home and put your kids in college. No, it's an entry-level position. That's for people in high school and just getting out of high school if they don't want to go to college, if they want to start learning from the ground up. You know, the people working on the Disney movies that they make a ton of aren't getting paid minimum wage. They're doing really well. So maybe learn a skill that will get you into that world. All right, Preston, I'll give you the last word, then I got to jump. Go ahead.
All right, well, yeah, people are just looking for, first of all, they're extremely complacent, and they want instant gratification. So a lot of these millennials, you guys have talked about it, they've got the attention span of a goldfish. they don't have the fundamentals to be able to kind of plan out, okay, I'm going to work here entry level. I'm going to get experience. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to learn, and I'm going to work my way up the ladder. Maybe, you know, get enough experience and drive to be a business owner for themselves one day or something like that. But the main point I wanted to go over for all the InfoWarriors out there, I've been following InfoWars for about 11 years. And when I first started, Alex, it was just a real small crew. He was still wearing headphones during the broadcast. Mm-hmm. There was like one document cam and the front cam. And to see how you guys have grown in 11 years and put all the money back into that operation just really makes me proud to be a staunch supporter all these years. Also in alternative media, you guys are really the only ones that are warning us about the GMO, the 5G, the Wi-Fi, the electromagnetic radiation, cancer viruses and vaccines, on and on and on. And not only are you doing that, but you're also keeping up with political discussions and current events. And there's really nobody like you guys. You guys really are the tip of the spear. And I just appreciate everything you're doing and seeing how the InfoWars crew and network has grown. Proof's in the pudding. Just really proud to be an InfoWarrior and a supporter.
Well, thank you for that call, Preston. I really appreciate it. And yeah, it is. I think people don't realize how much health news we do put out here. And it, I tell you what, we used to do, it was like every week, two or three health stories that we would do long, drawn out 20-minute reports on. And that information is still Veritas and it's still golden and you can go look at it. And we have the, you know, the Alex Jones channel on YouTube that's got years and years of videos. And it's gotten so big, we're having to branch this thing off and to do more. So I think we have our guest on, right? We're good to go? All right. Let's bring up Matt Dubiel, radio station owner, big wig honcho in Chicago. And Matt, I wanted to get you on to talk about the Obama Library. Have they come up with a funny name for it yet? Because
the Obama Rama? Called...
Go ahead.
The Obama Rama Jama?
The Obama Rama Jama. Okay. All right.
There's these places in the outskirts of Chicago they call Swaparamas. They may have them in Texas also and around the country where, you know, you go and you get like a Slurpee the size of your face and then you buy like bootleg cassette tapes and stuff. So I think they should call it the Obama Rama and people will go there. They could get big Slurpees and they can learn about all the glory that is His Highness Pharaoh Obama.
That's right. They can learn about how they all had to buy health, overpriced health insurance that didn't really cover you that much and cost an arm and a leg. They can learn about all the wars Obama helped start and the ones he didn't finish like he said he was going to.
And a special section for the shady real estate deals.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You too can learn how to invest in real estate like Obama and his friends, where you buy low and you sell high and you use none of your own money. You use the people's money. That's what I'm excited about.
And I don't think, you know, we kind of gloss over too. When Obama got in there, he had a chance to come in and say, you know what? It's not going to be business as usual. These banks ripped us off. They ripped off the American people and we're going to make them pay. We're going to put them in prison and we're going to make sure this never happens again. None of that happened. It was like, well, we're going to bring some guys in here and they're going to print money and we're going to give money to the businesses and money to the banks. And, you know, we're not even going to give money to the people, but, you know, we'll just pretend like we're mad. We'll put Elizabeth Warren out there to yell at the banks and, but nothing's really going to happen.
Not only that, Rob, I don't know if you know this, but, and I should have said hello to you. It's great to see you. You look great in the war room and it's always awesome to see you and talk with you, but the guy that was supposed to buy the Senate seat, remember the whole deal was Obama left Illinois and he left this vacancy, this Senate seat. And the governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, tried to sell allegedly or maybe officially or verifiably, he tried to sell the Senate seat. The guy that tried to buy it allegedly is now running for governor and his name is J.B. Pritzker and he's a billionaire. So we may end up with another billionaire and they're all just kind of on the merry-go-round of favors and favors and favors for their buddies.
And it's okay to allegedly buy a Senate seat. I guess nothing happens if, you know, I mean, Blagojevich is in jail for selling it, right? I mean, they pretty much said you were trying to sell this seat. But we don't know who he was going to sell it to. It was just a vapor in the wind.
Now the guy is going to be potentially the governor, and he's the Democratic candidate for governor. Now, for those people that aren't in Illinois, and I bring up Illinois whenever I can, not because you really care, but it's coming to a state near you. If this crap can fly in Illinois, they'll find a way for it to fly in Arizona or wherever we allow it to fly. And the crap is flying really badly here. We got one billionaire that pretends to be a Republican who's really a Democrat, and his name is Bruce Rauner. He's the current governor, and now another billionaire guy is running for governor. It's the battle of the billionaires. And nothing wrong with being a billionaire, but when you're a bad billionaire and you're not, and you're the guy that's trying to buy the Senate seat from the guy who's in jail, seems like you should probably be disqualified for running for governor.
You would think, but, you know, we let Hillary Clinton run, and she was a child rape defender. Nobody seemed to care about that. So we have this governor race going on in Illinois. And what's going on in Illinois? People are leaving because they're being taxed too much. Illinois is like California, where people are going, I'm getting out of here. I'm done with this state, because they're sick and tired of their Second Amendment being hampered. They're sick and tired of being taxed to death to cover the insanity that's going on in Chicago. I remember we had a guy on, it was a few years ago. He had a car that got impounded, and it turned into this crazy thing because he was filming the cops, and they were trying to put him in prison for filming the cops. Chicago leads U.S. in population loss, sees drop for second year in a row. That's the Chicago area. So they're getting out. And so who's left to tax, Matt Dubiel? Who are they going to tax? You're going to be a tax. That's you. Your taxes are going up.
To pay the damn tax. I mean, I'm happy to pay my share, don't get me wrong, but even other billionaires, like the cool billionaires, like the Uline's. I don't know if you've ever heard this company called Uline, but they have a catalog of office supplies. They used to be based in Illinois, and guess what? They left Illinois. They drove the billion business out of Illinois, and now they're in Wisconsin. So it's like even the smart business people, especially the smart business people, are leaving. The regular people are leaving. I read that they're leaving to go to Nashville and stuff. And you know what that means? That means my taxes are going to go up, or I got to leave too.
Yeah, and that's what they want. They want to see that in California. But what they've done, though, is they brainwashed these people into a way of thinking, and then they send them out in the world. They're like these little nests of socialists. They're like, look, you just tax people and everybody gets a ribbon and fly, fly. And so they send them out from California and they're coming here to Austin, and they send them out from Chicago and they're going to Nashville. They're just infecting it with their little parasite birds are flying around going, give us free stuff. Give us free stuff. All right. We'll be right back. Matt Dubiel coming up on the War Room.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Keurig.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Infowars.com/show.
So the video on our YouTube channel, it's the main video on our YouTube channels, watch Bernie Sanders run from Alex Jones at LAX Airport. And that happened this morning. In fact, I got the call about 10 a.m. Alex just confronted Bernie. We're sending you several different angles. I'm like, geez, how much video did we get? He confronted him twice. He went up to him the first time. They scurry away. And then he confronts him again. We're going to play that full video with Roger Stone in the next hour. But I do have a caller on the line, Dennis from Kentucky, and I want to get, he says, I wish Alex would have asked him one simple question. And this is how we do it. We humat, we talk, we war game things. Alex didn't know Bernie was going to be there. It just happened, turned on his camera and went after him. Now, Dennis, what would have been your question that you would have asked Bernie?
I would have asked Bernie, why did you roll over to Hillary Clinton once all that information came out that she took the election from you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I wish he would have asked that too. I think he mentioned, it to one guy at the end, how Hillary stole it. And the guy kind of turned into, oh, you're turning this into, I'm a Hillary person. And he never said that, but Bernie did basically bow out and he got a little vacation home out of the deal. Matt Dubiel, what do you think about that? Did you see that confrontation yet on YouTube?
I saw it. And here's what I love. And this is my advice for Bernie Sanders, because what I love about Alex is, you know, Alex is at the airport. I think he was there with Rex, and they're walking through. They see Bernie Sanders and they immediately leap into action. They whip out their mobile television studio and they get busy. Now, I love that because he took advantage of it. And this is what those people that are thinking about maybe joining your contest should do, right? The people that are saying like, well, we need to be you should do this and you should do that. No. You listening? You should do this. You should get your phone out, because what Alex did, you can do. Now, maybe Alex does it a little bit better. Maybe he's a little bit more comfortable. But what Bernie should have done is Bernie should have went with it, man. Bernie should have talked to him. Bernie should have been like, all right, let's sit down and let's discuss this and let's talk about this. And what's he afraid of? Why can't he just have a conversation with another man in America about America? There's nothing
because he's
wrong.
Not sincere about his ideas, obviously. If he was, a real liberal, a real brainwashed socialist would have turned around and said, you know what? Socialism is great. Venezuela is a great country. These people, you know, it's the U.S. Messing them up. It's not the government of Venezuela and price controls and their insane system of taking private businesses and then repatriotize them with the country. No, it's not about that. You know, let's see that argument happen. Because that would have been really good. All the socialists would have been like, look, Bernie stood up to Alex Jones. Yay. But that didn't happen. No.
We got him, so just ignore him. Just ignore him. We're going to move on. We're going to grab our bags and walk.
That's another proof positive that guy doesn't have the moxie that it takes to be the commander in chief. And if he would have jujitsued that approach from Alex and gone with it, and just had a conversation, that alone might have inspired people. The same way that when Alex talks with, like, Farrakhan, people are like, what? Farrakhan and Alex Jones? Holy smokes. Bernie Sanders and Alex Jones? I mean, people that have an affinity for Bernie Sanders, many of those people like similar things to people who are fans of Trump. There's a lot of crossover there.
Yeah, we've actually hired some Bernie Sanders supporters here. And you know, there is some crossover there, definitely with freedom of speech and that, but you know, Sanders' key components is tax people more and we're going to give you more freebies. So we get all the poor people jazzed up with all these freebies that we're going to give them. And that's the cycle of insanity that he keeps going with. Dennis, I'm going to come back to you later on, after we let Matt go in the next hour. But I appreciate that. That's a great question. You know, Bernie, why did you roll over? Why did you say, well, I'm not going to fight this now? Because he could have fought it. He could have gone to court. He got lots of money. People were giving him plenty of money. He could have fought out 2 months of court battles. But you know, he said, well, that's not good for the party. What's good for the party is that we put this lion creature up here who destroyed Libya, who allowed the weapons from Libya to go to ISIS. And we're just going to let that happen and we're going to let her go because it's her time. It's her time now. We got to let her have her time because if we're not, then we're anti-women. So he bowed down to it and he showed his true colors. He showed that he's not a fighter. He showed that he's not out there interested in the little guy. He showed he's a status puppet, just like the rest of them.
If he was a fighter and if he was really for Americans and those afflicted by the poverty, especially the non-white people that don't know what it's like to actually have a life of poverty, which we know is malarkey. But if he really cared about those people, why didn't he fight for them? Why didn't he fight so that he could stay in it? Why did he take the beach house and the money and run? And why is he on the book tour? He came to town a couple of months ago and I tried to sit down with him as well. And they won't let anybody talk to him. Unless you're like a completely out there progressive, and the fans of Bernie Sanders are the people, they're Americans. They're worth listening to. And he abandoned them and he did a great disservice, not only to them, but the people that maybe didn't want Trump in the first place.
I went to a Bernie Sanders rally during the Wisconsin primary and it was in Green Bay. And I tell you, his crowds were the only ones that were close to what Trump had. He had a stadium in there and there was probably 1,400 people. It wasn't packed, but there was a lot more than 2 days ago. I was at another rally for Hillary Clinton, but it was Bill that was there. Barely 500, barely, if that, probably close to 350, 400. But you had all, and I interviewed, I'm like, I'm just going to interview these people and see what they're like. All different walks of life. A lot of teachers I noticed were big Bernie Sanders fans because I guess he said he's going to give the teachers pay raises. So of course that gets the teachers jazzed up, but it was all people, and they were good people. They were nice people. They were hardworking people. I even saw some InfoWars t-shirts there. So InfoWarriors were there. But some of them were just a little misguided. They just thought that there was this free lunch. And, you know, if people want to get the free lunch and get to that, you got to look at how much money your government is wasting. Because if your government's going to roll out a free lunch program and the lunches cost $1, it's going to cost the government $3 to get that free lunch. So eventually that money's going to run out. So you don't want the government providing these free lunch programs. What you want to do is have more people having more money that they get to figure out and spend it the way they want to. Don't you think so, Matt?
Dude, and yes, and in addition to that, what's in the lunch, man? You know, like, what's in the mystery?
It's a Michelle Obama lunch.
Like, come on, you know, like.
Hey, that's one of his accomplishments. They should have that. Some food trays. The Michelle Obama lunch program. And just sealed in acrylics. You know, they're for all time. People can see what they got.
They have those trays at the new Obama-rama on the south side of Chicago, the new Mecca that they're building to Pharaoh Obama that is coming to a city near you here in Chicago. So when it's ready, you see the trays and the whole bit there. They'll have it all.
So what else is going on in your world, Matt?
It's a crazy time to be in Chicago. I mean, you know, there's these billionaires fighting it out for the governor's race. They're all over television. In the meantime, everyone's talking about Trump and Mueller and I can't encourage people enough. You people that are thinking about joining this contest for InfoWars, you folks that are out there around America, now is the time to focus. I'm not saying like let Trump do whatever he wants, but now is the time to focus on your local election, your backyard, your unique area. Because if you don't, then no one else is. And then you're going to continue to look out there to the national landscape and the international landscape while everything is being stolen from you in your own backyard. And that's the biggest thing that's happening in Chicago and these big cities around the country is everyone's focused on the national stuff and the international stuff. And so these robbers and barons in the mayor's positions, in the governor's positions, and in the local Congress and Senate are just making bad, bad decisions while you're looking at what's going on CNN. Not you.
Yeah, you got state reps, state senators, you got your counties, the county commissioners, you got your city councils, you got your mayors. There's a lot of places where change can be made. Here's an article from Clifford Cunningham, just came out today on News Wars. Dems risk being shut out in key California primary races. All right? So even in California, it's possible. And look, I am not a Republican. I would say I'm a rhino when it comes to being a Republican, because what I've always considered Republicans are like the heels of the New World Order. They're the bad guys who get to stand up and pretend they're going to fight for you and do all this stuff, or they're pretending they have a cause. But in the background, they're all getting paid by the same Vince McMahon globalist named George Soros. They don't care. They don't care about you. Now, there are when I compare Democrats to Republicans, the Republicans more often than not have gotten their act together, and there's some real freedom oriented people there, but they're not perfect. So you can't depend all on these national guys to do it for you. You got to get involved locally. Matt, thanks for joining me. Launch out your Twitter. How do people get in touch with you?
At Matt on Air on Twitter, at Matt on Air, two T's. Good seeing you, Rob Dew.
All right. Good seeing you. All right. We'll be right back after this. Thank you for watching The War Room. That was Matt Dubiel. And who do I got? I got Leanne McAdoo coming in today. We're going to talk about Tiananmen Square. It's the 30th anniversary, and Roger Stone's coming up next
Western
hour.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom.
huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're into the second hour of the War Room. And, you know, one of the things Trump did last week was sign that right to try bill where people could try who have, you know, diseases that are going to kill them, their terminal illnesses, and they're going to get to be able to try experimental therapies. And I think you're going to see a lot of things work. And that's a great, piece of news for medicine and for humankind, because the people that are, experimented on, but they're doing it out of their own free will, that's going to lead to more advances. Well, here is Alex Jones on Trump unleashing hidden technology as traitors scramble. Here it is.
Breaking: Trump preparing mass indictments of Clinton crime network. The United States is only weeks away from rebirth, but more battles lie ahead. And the Washington Post and others and the Wall Street Journal are all reporting about the interrogation of Comey about McCabe. Comey's thrown him under the bus and gone on national television and said, well, you know, it's not good to lie.
The attorney general himself concluded that he lied, and, you know, lying to investigators in the context he evidently did would be a crime. It would be obstruction of justice in addition. I mean, Greg, you can list all the federal statutes at issue here. Got these series of issues with the FBI. James Comey gets fired by President Trump, steals documents, leaks them improperly in violation of the law, get a special counsel appointed. You have his number two getting fired for lying repeatedly about his handling of the Clinton email investigation. You got the struck page issue with the text messages suggesting them upending the entire Justice Department and FBI criminal investigative process with respect to both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. You've got the abuses of the FISA warrants, and you've got Bruce Orr, don't forget him, the number four at the Justice Department, who was playing shell games with Clinton, DNC, Fusion GPS.
Don't forget Rubicki and Baker have either, you know, headed for the door or been demoted, reassigned.
Well, yeah, he lied to the Justice Department, he lied to Congress, he lied to everybody, also leaked criminal information. That is, the leaking was criminal. And so you see Comey moving away. Comey directed this. So the rats have left the sinking ship. They're now in pieces of driftwood fighting with each other over the scarce space as the storm blows in and the waves begin to crash. And a little piece of driftwood they're on as they hit all the panic buttons and destroy Alex Jones, destroy Trump, destroy the Americans, crush them, sue them, lie about them, help us. The indictments loom. No more. Leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. Trump already tried that. What did Giuliani say 3 weeks ago?
I think that they have the facts from which they can write their report. If you're going to write a fair report, fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart, and we're ready to rip them apart, if that's what they want.
There's a new sheriff in town, and things are different, and we're getting 30 years of suppressed technology fast-tracked in medicine. It's not going to be just there. I have been told by high-level sources before Trump even got in that he has been briefed by the generals on the suppressed technologies in close to free energy, beyond quantum computing, stuff that makes maglev trains look like tinker toys, advanced spacecraft. I mean, Trump is really looking at starting to turn this loose. The globalists are like, oh, the Chinese have lasers that can kill our satellites. Yeah, well, we had them in 1975. Okay, now you know the truth. We are 45 years ahead of the Chi-Coms. Everything you see on the battlefield that we have is 30 to 40 years old. Just like they had the B-2 bomber for 20 years in active duty, in service before it was shown to people in 1989. So just understand, the globalists had captured America, and they had all those systems and were suppressing it and stealing all our technology. It's all stopping. There'll be no Chinese century, as long as it's communist. I welcome a Chinese century and renaissance, but not under the communists. There'll be none of that.
But they can stall death 50 years now in most cases. And if you can do that, that's basically close to immortality. And that's the big secret. And they don't want you to have that. Well, Trump wants you to have that. I told you the most important thing at the inauguration was life extension technologies and other technologies. And I told you it'd be in a speech.
We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the War Room, where I'm joined by my colleague, Rob Dew. Well, pardons seem to be the news item of the day, and the mainstream media is obsessed with a tweet by the president in which he said, theoretically, he would have the profound power to pardon himself. That is not to say, of course, that there's any known crime for which he would need to pardon himself. Now, on Friday, I told the Washington Post that I thought that in his pardons of Jack Johnson, the legendary black boxer, the pardon of Dinesh D'Souza, a man abused by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, held to a far different standard when it came to federal election laws than, say, Rosie O'Donnell, the president was sending a signal that his awesome power of the pardon is more powerful, more potent than the power of a runaway federal prosecutor whose only goal is to destroy the Trump presidency and remove the president from power. Well, all hell has now broken loose as Adam Schiff and others drool in their anger, saying that if Trump pardons himself, he'd be impeached. Well, the president hasn't said he's going to pardon himself because there is no crime for which he needs to be pardoned. Much ado about nothing, but then the liberals need to do something to distract from the fact that we have 4% economic growth and the president is hurtling towards a peace deal in the Koreas. Rob, great to be with you here on the War Room.
Again, I totally agree, Roger. Trump hasn't said he's going to do this. He just said he could do it if he wanted to. And he, you know what? He likes throwing things out there that get people riled up, especially those that hate him. And the press has never given him the chance to just even, you know, usually they give the president 100 days and see what he's going to do. They were on him before he even made it into the White House. And they've never given him a leg up. They've never given him a chance, unlike what you saw with Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. Even Bush, they were a little nicer to until he started going to war with a bunch of countries that he shouldn't have. So, you know, Roger, I've got two callers that have been on for a while. Do you want to take these calls this segment? Because I know you have a guest coming up.
Let's do it. That's a superb idea. Let's do it.
All right. I want to go back to Dennis in Kentucky, who wanted Alex. He said, I wish you would ask this question. Why did you throw in the towel for and let Hillary Clinton get the nomination when you could have fought it? Dennis, what else did you want to add to that?
Well, I have the greatest idea to get every Republican back on track
to the point where no one can deny anything. No one. If we can, if Mr. Stone could possibly send this down to the president or even Alex, if we could introduce the Clean Water Bill of America and start in Michigan, and let's see how many Democrats flood away from it.
Because the Democrats are all about clean water, too. They've never met a clean water bill they didn't like. But it's never about clean water. That's the thing. It's about creating artificial droughts. Like, I got this article from Time Magazine. I'm going to be covering this with Leanne McAdoo. Carly Fiorina and the man-made water shortage in California. California's got water. I'm sorry, guys. There it is right there. California has plenty of water. Okay? But what they do, they don't save any of it when it rains a lot or when the snow melts. They let it all wash out to sea to protect some fish somewhere along the line. And instead of just building habitats for these fish, they're like, no, we can't do anything. We have to let all this water just wash out to sea. So we'll be talking about that. I totally agree with you. Let's start in Flint, Michigan. That's going to put some people to work, and that's going to clean up the water. Boy, won't they have egg on their face. Democrats couldn't do it for years, get the clean water in Flint, Michigan, but here comes Donald Trump, and he does it. What do you say about that, Roger?
You know, I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm glad you brought up California, Rob, because joining us later in the show, Republican candidate for governor of California, Travis Allen, joins us. That primary, the so-called jungle primary, is tomorrow, and I thought it important to have a real freedom-oriented, Trump-supporting Republican like Travis Allen have an opportunity to make his presentation to the California-based info warriors out there. So joining us shortly, Travis Allen, one of the most dynamic, exciting candidates, it's been my experience, to me. I also think that this entire pardon issue particularly threatens the Democratic Party's hold on African-American voters. The president has pardoned a person of color, Dinesh D'Souza. He has pardoned the legendary boxer Jack Johnson, who, as we know, was vilified and subjected to a federal law where he was prosecuted for taking a white woman across state lines, an egregious act of racism. I got a terrific email earlier today from my friend Randy Short, who recommends the pardoning of Marcus Garvey would be another landmark historic event, the pardoning of a true supporter of black responsibility and black nationalism, Marcus Garvey. This scares the daylights out of the bosses in the Democratic Party, because since Kanye West came forward and spoke out, it is clear that nobody controls thought within that community, that people are free to think and believe what they want. This scares the daylights out of the Democratic Party, Rob.
And the thing is, we don't all have to agree. We don't have to be in lockstep with one another. As long as we're pushing for free thought and people, you know, letting ingenuity run its course and letting people be just proactive and vibrant and not just saying, oh, you have to agree with everything we say or you're a frickin' Nazi and racist. And that's the kind of mindset that the Democrats and the leftists have been pushing for the last couple years now. And I'm done with it. It's old. It's over. And I think the American people are done with it too. They're sick and tired of it. They just want to put normal people into office, not these ideologues that are going to tell people how much water they can put in their toilets. And that's the problem with the Democrats. That's what they want to do. They want to tell you how much water you can use on your shower and how much you can use in your toilets. And that's what they're worried about. Meanwhile, they're letting water just flow out to sea. They don't save any of it. It's amazing. It's amazing what they're doing. Now let's go. Let's finish up now. I got, Liberty Smith in Oklahoma. Let's talk about the Bernie Alex meeting. We're going to cover that after, at the bottom of the hour. Roger, I don't know if he's seen it yet, but we're going to have our exclusive of us two watching it. But go ahead, Liberty Smith.
Well, hi, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
How are you today?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
Great. Well, I just want to say one thing about the Bernie Sanders thing. I love the video. I just love the way Alex is. And I have for the last 20 years. But you say Liberty Smith, my first name's Bob, but Liberty Smith is my name on Gab. So if you ever get a chance, come by and see me. Anyway, the Bernie, I thought the whole thing was a setup from the very beginning. I just really thought that the whole time. And then when you see the way Bernie acted and got all that money and cars and houses and stuff, it's like those people who followed him were just duped. I mean, duped from the beginning.
And it was a good trap to set. You know, we're going to put this populist guy up here. He's going to have big crowds. He's going to get everybody whipped up and go, hey, we can't let Trump win. We can't let Trump win. And then it's like, hell, by the way, y'all have to now vote for Hillary. And all these people are like, no, we're not voting for Hillary. We don't want her.
I know. It's like, what were these people thinking? And then, you know, I feel sorry for him in a way, but nobody wanted Bernie anyway. Everybody really knew he was a socialist. I just don't get it, how that can happen in America, where we've always been about freedom.
We have been, but there is a hardcore socialist contingent because the education system is creating little clones that believe that there is a free lunch out there, and you can get it if you put in somebody like Bernie Sanders. And they're like, oh, don't worry, socialism hasn't been practiced perfectly anywhere. That's the problem with it. It's never been the right type of socialism. But it's coming! Don't worry, people, it's coming! We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Rob Dew. And now, joining us, one of the most dynamic candidates for public office that I have ever met, a man who I met months ago and was extraordinarily impressed with, particularly given the gargantuan problem of running in a state the size of California. Joining us now, former Assemblyman Travis Allen, who, as you know, is facing the so-called jungle primary in California tomorrow. Travis, welcome to the War Room here at InfoWars.
Roger, thank you so much for having me on.
You know, I know how hard it is to get media coverage in a multi-candidate like race like this, but your experience as an entrepreneur, as a legislator, as a business person, as a surfer, as an athlete, I think helps identify a new, different Republican Party. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the key issues in your state, whether it is the state's tumbling finances, the sanctuary cities, the broken pension system. Because to me, a debate between you and Gavin Newsom would be a clash that would be worth every penny on pay-per-view. I think you would take him to the cleaners, and I am living for that moment.
You better believe it. And I tell you right now, you're going to get a chance to see that. You know, at the last statewide debate, I asked a very simple question on NBC. This was broadcast across California. All of the major governor candidates were there. And I asked a very simple question, which is, if you can't trust Gavin Newsom with his best friend's wife, how can you trust him with your state? And this is exactly what we have in California. We have a weak-kneed establishment Republican Party that has lost for two decades straight in California. This is the same Republican Party that gave us Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was Republican for all of about a year before he turned tail, went home to a Kennedy Democrat, and then he went to the office and he had a Democrat chief of staff. And he gave us AB 32, as you know, the global warming solutions tax. And then past that, they gave us Meg Whitman, who just voted for Hillary Clinton and is now supporting a Democrat in the governor's race. And then Neil Kashkari in 2014, who voted for Barack Hussein Obama. The answer is very simple. California Republicans have been losing for decades. And the reason they've been losing is twofold. Number one is all the election fraud in California. And number two, it is the lack of true Republican leaders in California. You know, rock solid conservatives that were able to galvanize all of the Republicans in California with a very simple common sense message that it is time to take back California. Let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about. California now leads the nation in poverty, in homelessness. We have open borders and this illegal sanctuary state where people that have come to California that are committing crimes are now being sheltered with our taxpayer dollars. This is absolutely wrong, and it's gotten even worse. California now has rising violent crime. We have 22,000 intravenous drug users on the streets every single day in San Francisco. This is the city of Gavin Newsom. It's now so bad they're going to open up not one, but two legalized heroin injection centers in San Francisco in July. There are maps of human waste, so you know which streets to walk on and which streets to avoid. I'll tell you right now, Californians do not want their state to look like the streets of San Francisco. Californians want to once again be the greatest state in the nation. And this is the appeal. This is, I think, why this race has gotten so hot, why we have 50,000 volunteers around the state and about 500,000 followers on social media, because finally Californians are seeing that we have a rock-solid conservative, a Ronald Reagan Republican, who truly is going to do just that, take back California.
You know, I must say, I saw this fellow, John Cox, on Fox the other day, and he sure talks a good game for a guy who didn't support Donald Trump, for a guy who is not a part of the Trump revolution. And as I've watched him carefully, he seems to go out of his way to try to sound more and more like you, Travis. The difference is you're the real deal. I don't think he is. I don't see any grassroots enthusiasm for his candidacy. I see him throwing away money, trying to create a faux impression that he is running second in this jungle primary. But I'm not seeing the grassroots sizzle that I've seen from your campaign.
And you're exactly right about that, Roger. Look, you know, it's kind of embarrassing for this guy, John Cox. We call him Chicago John. Look, he's not even from California. He's from Chicago. He moved here in 2011. He didn't even vote in our 2014 elections. And then when he finally did vote, he was a never Trumper in 2016 that supported Gary Johnson, who, as you know, believes in open borders, legalized drugs, legalized prostitution. And oh yeah, he's pro-choice as well. This guy, John Cox, his run for president of the United States, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress twice, even county clerk recorder in his home state of Illinois, and lost every single time. The embarrassing thing is he's even resorted to copying my campaign slogans and my talking points. He even dresses like I dress now. I mean, it's laughable. I have 50,000 volunteers, and they mock him daily on social media because he's walking around trying to sound like Travis Allen. It is kind of flattering, I suppose. They say, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But, you know, it's kind of embarrassing that this is the best that the Republican Party can come up with. So he spent about $5 million of his own money so far. I have outraised him in every single period. I have over 20,000 donors, raising more than, obviously, John Cox, but more donors than we've had in decades in any sort of Republican governor's race, because there's actual passion. There's true fire in California. You know, you look up and down the state, and there's more Republicans in California than any other state. Think about this. In 2014, Jerry Brown got 4.3 million votes to be governor. In 2016, Donald Trump just got 4.4 million votes in California. All we need to do is turn out the Trump voters and the disaffected Democrats. And I'll tell you right now, Travis Allen is your next governor of the state of California.
All right, folks, there you have it. Travis Allen, a true conservative, a Trump Republican, a genuine reformer, a man who is very, very much in the hunt in tomorrow's California jungle primary. Thanks so much for joining us here at the War Room. I wanted you to have an opportunity to have info warriors across California hear your pitch directly before this all-important primary tomorrow. Godspeed, and thanks for joining us on the War Room.
Raj, thanks so much. Find me at Join Travis Allen on Facebook. Watch all the videos. See and hear everything. There is one conservative in this race, and there's one guy that's going to take back our state. This state belongs to us, not those California Democrats. In 2018, we're going to take it back. Thanks so much.
There you have it, folks. Travis Allen. So if you like us bringing you these kind of last-minute updates, which are so crucial, remember, all of this is possible only through your loyal patronage at the InfoWars.com store. We need your support because we are threatened as never before. So please take a minute to go to the InfoWars store, whether it's Brain Force Plus, whether it's Super Male Vitality, or whether it's my new book, Stone's Rules, at a very special price. Pick it up at the InfoWars store. You'll be supporting the fight for freedom. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Right's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Now, I know we have some Bernie Sanders fans out there because I'm friends with some of them, and they're also big InfoWars fans. But I tell you, Bernie Sanders, if he was really the socialist kingpin, he would have stopped and he would have talked to Alex Jones. All right, if he was really felt the way he really, the way he tells you he feels about socialism, he would have stopped and talked to him. He had the two opportunities to do it. But instead, he just kind of wandered off with his bags and his two minions. Who looked like deers in headlights. That was kind of funny. Deer in headlights. So let's go to that. We're going to have me and Roger on either side. We're going to be I guess, throwing out our comments as this goes along. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's one hell of a show. So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just got off our plane here at LAX, and Bernie Sanders, the living embodiment of communist and socialist evil and failure, is here. A living museum piece of Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin or V.I. Lenin. In fact, after the death of Hugo Chavez, he passed on the mantle. But of course, his little handlers wouldn't let him talk to some proletariat slave like me. And so this went on for a while. Then he left the gate. We went to a little store. He came back by, and we talked to him again. But then his minions came over and put out the same old Democratic talking points they did over and over and over again. You talk about brainwashed sheep. You're going to see some of those as well. So here it is.
Go on board and prepare for the aircraft. We'll be roughly in 40 and above.
Oh, they didn't know Bernie Sanders.
Dude, no, come on, not right now. No, Senator.
This is Alex. Why'd you say white people didn't know us like before? Let me guess, you guys aren't flying first class, are you? Why's he running?
Look at this guy. I, afraid of debate.
That's fine. First place, you shouldn't be.
You can't talk to him.
I got a coach ticket in my pocket.
We don't do that in Venezuela. I like his $100,000 Audi. I'm going to walk this way.
Don't touch me.
You just hit me, bro.
You put your hand out.
Oh,
Alex.
Oh, you're going to do that socialist thing where you like bump into people and say it?
Alex, I'm walking back.
Hey, Bernie. Bernie, why are you running, bro? There we go.
Carl Bernie, bro.
Like this, he always talked to me.
I'll talk to you. You want to have a conversation?
Well, he said, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. This is why people are poor.
Why? Because you're falling. What?
He said, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. I thought it was a really racist thing to say.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car.
Dude, you're from Vermont. How would you know?
There you go. They already got it.
Don't worry. Get my beautiful face on camera.
Oh, yeah. 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 Little minion.
Turn it into Venezuela.
Don't talk to the great Bernie.
Henry's over here. Look right there.
Look, he did a head fake. Pointed one way and then went to the other way.
Bernie.
Classic Alex Jones.
Don't touch me. Alex, don't touch me. Don't touch me, Alex.
You guys have fun. Gotta be around the general public, huh? It's kind of a bad thing.
Maybe he thought the beard was a turn on. I don't know. I don't think Alex wants to touch him.
Yeah. And I cut off a little clip at the end of this. Alex, somebody comes up and says, hey, man, takes a selfie with Alex in the airport, like right after this.
Eric's coming back. Oh, man. Have a good one. The truth is, the left is the most vicious, evil ideology the planet's ever seen. It's a historical fact. But they always lecture us how we're violent, we're bad. They're the ones that want to abort all the babies. They're the ones that wanted to block Trump being able to have all the experimental cures and treatments given to people that were terminal. They're the people that love the culture of death, just like Bernie supported Black Lives Matter. Just like he wouldn't decry the cop killers when they killed cops. That's the type of monster, cold-blooded person that Sanders is. He wants to overthrow this country via conquest. Bernie Sanders is a monster.
Ah, round two.
Why do you think socialism works better than capitalism? And why do you live in a capitalist country? I don't know why you're running from me. Where are you flying today?
You going to apologize to the Sandy Hook families, Alex?
Well, that's the media misrepresents that. That's that. You apologize for all the wars you guys launched, the Democrats? All the millions you killed?
Yeah. Alex Jones didn't kill those kids at Sandy Hook?
Yeah, your $100,000 Audis? Anyways. You guys have fun. We love reporting all that.
Rob, this is classic.
Yeah. Just afraid to turn around and talk. But he's talking with people. Watch up here. He gets up with his fans and he's like, ugh.
Good luck when Google gets broken up.
For a very brief period of time, I had some respect for Bernie Sanders, his opposition to war, his opposition to the international trade agreements.
But all right, what, hold on, Roger. Watch this guy. Here's another brainwashed minion comes up. Watch this.
It's okay.
I know it's okay.
Are you mad Hillary stole the election from him?
I'm mad you're a Sandy Hook denier.
That's all you guys are.
Sandy Hook.
You think that's like some big
guy? Who's my guy? Who's
that's
my
all they have.
What guy am I?
I mean, you like Hillary.
What guy am I?
No, you like Hillary.
Did I bring up Hillary?
No, I mean, don't worry. That's what I'm saying.
You deny Sandy Hook, and you're giving him a hard time.
No, Hillary edited tapes of that.
Hillary edited tapes of Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that's right.
You're an idiot. You win.
And, you know,
why don't you talk about all the wars?
We've played those videos.
Hillary launched the whole thing in Libya and destabilizing the whole country instead of feeling good about yourself.
Yeah. I bet you just love
how you're a virtue signaler.
Loving person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, what about the troops that died there? Do you deny Benghazi? Hillary ordered to stand down? Anyway, it looked like minions that come. You guys are losing. The world's awake to socialism and all the so-called elite intelligentsia that run it. They're totally awake to it.
Oh, yeah.
They get what's going on at every level. Just showing the type of people you are. Anyways, I got to go catch my plane. You guys have a great day.
Please. One less idiot in L.A. is good.
Yep.
Well, L.A.'s trying to hit their idiot max. I'm not sure we're one of them.
He gets in one more right here.
Hey, Bernie, why'd you say white people don't know what it's like to be poor? Why are you so racist? No, won't answer that, but he did say it. Move to Venezuela, Bernie. You'll like it. People like you there.
So over and over again.
I think he got a smile there at the end.
From communism and socialism.
It's like, I might move to Venezuela.
Countries and killing over 200 million people. They want to change the subject to myself and others asking questions about big public events that are used to blame the Second Amendment. This is incredible. But as long as they can't guilt you into their mind control, they fail. They are sociopaths and psychopaths. Leftists and globalists are there to manipulate those of us that have feelings. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders checked off the bucket list, running like a cowardly rat into a sewer away from serious questions.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what...
All right, what it's like to be poor. All right, Roger, your reaction.
Well, look, Bernie's got a problem. His wife took out a multi-million-dollar fraudulent loan. He used his U.S. Senate stationery to ensure that they got the loan for the college that she defrauded. If Bernie and his wife were conservative Republicans, they'd both be in prison. But there's a double standard. I started to respect Bernie Sanders just a little bit during the primaries. He was anti-war. He was anti-international trade agreement. But when he endorsed Hillary Clinton, he showed us what he really was, a typical whore, a political whore, not a man of principle, not a true socialist. By the way, he and his wife lined their pockets with the media commissions from his presidential campaign and bought palatial vacation homes across the country. So much for socialism.
Yeah, he was a Judas goat. His job was to gather people up that they could then go, hey, we're not going to give you Bernie, but we got Hillary. And so everybody went, half of them went, no, I'm not going to vote. And the other half went, okay, I guess we'll just go with Hillary. And then they're mad that Donald Trump won and they want to blame everybody under the sun. Hey, blame Bernie Sanders. He threw in the towel. He could have done something. I would have loved to see the Bernie Sanders Trump debate. I think Trump would have beat him though. Trump just has gravitas.
Alex Jones. I would like to have seen an Alex Jones Bernie debate, but Bernie has no cojones. He's not interested in an exchange of ideas. He can't take on Alex Jones. He ran like a child. He ran like a scorned rat. How embarrassing. There's your hero of socialism.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Also joining me is Roger Stone, co-hosting with me. And we were just playing that Bernie Sanders, Alex Jones confrontation video that happened this morning at LAX airport. And I was talking about how Bernie went there to basically shame Disney into paying their lowest waged workers $15 an hour up from 11. I got a little, I guess, a tweet from a guy named We Are Kratom at Stephen D. Ayers. It says, I started at Walt Disney World in 1989 at $5.25 an hour in security. Moved up to investigations and made $10 an hour. See how that works? Then I moved up to resort management and was at $40K, but I worked 60 hours a week. Yes, you can make a living there, but ... And I said, yeah, the cost of living is 30-40% higher than the national average. And that's the problem with California. It's too dang expensive. And they do have nice weather. Now, I got a couple callers on the line that wanted to talk about that, so I thought it was best to sandwich them in there. Roger, you ready for these callers?
I love it because that was one of the greatest pieces of street theater I've ever seen. Bernie Sanders running from Alex Jones like a little girl. Unbelievable.
Ooh. I can't talk about socialism now. All right, let's go to Newman in Maryland. Go ahead, Newman.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. I think when we make fun of socialism, we should try to make sure that we're not being cheerleaders for crony capitalism. True capitalism has been hijacked, and we should recognize that before we make fun of socialists who are misguided, but they see that something's wrong. They just don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, you make a very good point there. And I think that's something we've always talked about, is what we have here is not true capitalism, because people like to bitch and say, we don't, you know, capitalism, what's it done for us? And you're right. We do have crony capitalism where people in these large corporations, Google, Facebook, others, get to go to Congress, get sweetheart deals, get to lie in front of Congress now, apparently, is what Mark Zuckerberg's done. And it's okay, because they're different. They're treated differently. What do you say about that, Roger?
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, sadly, people look at, for example, the Bushes and saying, oh, well, that's capitalism. No, that's crony capitalism. They're not conservatives. They don't believe in the free market. They believe in lining their pockets and rigging the game for their wealthy friends. That's not true capitalism. Socialism has never worked any place on the planet where it's been tried. Bernie and his wife honeymooned in the Soviet Union. That tells you pretty much everything you need to know. And then when it comes to the clash of ideas, he doesn't even have the courage to have a dialogue with Alex Jones. He runs like a scorned child. That would be embarrassing if I were a Bernie Sanders type progressive to watch that he can't even stand up. Great call. Let's go to the next one.
All right. Thanks for calling, Newman. Let's go to Trevor in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Trevor.
Actually, it's Tyler. But what I wanted to talk about, since Bernie Sanders wouldn't, I want to talk about, let's have a real discussion about collectivism and socialism versus the alternative, you know, because I have a good perspective. You know, I'm a union member myself. And I think there are some merits to collectivist thinking, you know, because I have a dangerous job. I'm a carpenter. I build things. You know, I move heavy objects. I stack things. I lean out high places. You know, I risk my life every day. So to be able to band together with other people that do the job to make sure that the places we go and work are safe, that's good. But when, on its face, the union and collectivism is good. And deep down, it comes from maybe a good place. But somewhere in the middle, everything gets bogged down by all this bureaucracy and by these, like, controllers like Bernie Sanders who get in from, they take a position that has nothing to do with the people that they represent or the people that they're representing them against. They take this middle position where they're basically like puppets. Like, it was basically what happened in the airport was Weekend at Bernie's is what we saw. You know, he was just being propped around like by his little people, by his little minions. And, you know, he's their ticket to the party. You know, if we let him be the voice to, like, set this system up, we can just hang out with him and we'll get into the party, man. We can party it up, even though this guy is hollow inside. He stands for absolutely nothing. He can't even stand on his own two legs. He can't have a discussion about the merits of his belief system or anything, because he knows when it comes down to it, the free market has the answer. And that's why collectivists, thinking within a free market system is completely fine. But once, just like everything else, once you mandate these rules, just like, it's not consensual anymore.
You hit the nail on the head right there, making it consensual. When you have a group of people that come together and say, hey, we want to form a union to make sure we have safe working places, that we are, you know, we're pooling our resources together to get better healthcare deals. There's lots of ways where a collectivist mindset does work in large settings. But what happened with the unions? They started off as a good thing, but then they became these areas and, you know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. More money gets into these things. It corrupts people. It corrupts the institution. Then it's this decaying horse that's doing nothing but getting Democrats elected because they're promising more benefits for unions. When it has what, you know, half people are paying union dues, they don't even know what they're getting for them. Except maybe, you know, mandated time off and they're holding the corporation to task when the corporation, so most of the union jobs were for these, companies that got outsourced. All these jobs started getting outsourced and the company started moving out of the country. And you've got these people who are left and they're like, well, we still want our union benefits, when the job market doesn't really provide that anymore. And so people weren't changing. They were sticking with this old system and trying to push that system into the future when it wasn't able to do that. But you make a great point, Tyler, and I totally agree that you need to have some sort, and when you have large groups of people, collectivizing some parts of it could be helpful and it could work. But when you make it mandatory, when you make everything mandatory and everything is the same all across the board, you don't get anything good. What do you say about that, Roger?
You know, I agree with you, Rob, but here's my question. I can't help but ask it. What are the odds that Bernie was flying first class? Want to bet he was flying first class, this man of the proletariat, this man of the people? Do you think he was in steerage with the rest of the people, or do you think he was flying first class? What do you think?
Well, there was a tell there. His assistant said, I have a coach ticket right here. Like, but he didn't say Bernie has a coach ticket. He just said he has a coach ticket. So that to me says Bernie's flying first class. You're back in the back with the rest of the rabble. So that makes a good point. Hey, we got one more caller. Joshua from Florida wants to ask you personally a question. Joshua, you're on the phone with Roger Stone. What is your question?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Mr. Stone. Pleasure being with you today. I called a couple weeks ago with similar concerns, and I kind of wanted to get your insight on how the cronyism thing stops, where the transition of power stops when we're dealing with people like Stephen Halper, Gina Haspel. Jim Shaheen was up in the Northeast just helping get Haspel elected for the CIA. Not shortly after, we were finding out that Stephen Halper was possibly helping, influence Trump's campaign to the negative. How do we deal with stuff like that when it comes out that he also helped the Bush administration or, hello?
You're still there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I keep getting beefed. But like I was saying, I just want to get your take on it, Mr. Stone. How do we deal with that kind of cronyism, even when it's still kind of pervading the back door, closed door issues that we're not really bringing to light all the time?
I think this is the greatest single danger to the Trump presidency. If I have any disappointment, it is that the president seems to keep appointing people who oppose his agenda, who did not vote for him, who do not like him, who are not loyal to him. Gina Haspel was the person who worked with British intelligence to spy on the Trump campaign. She is a wholly owned subsidiary of the psychopath former CIA director John Brennan. If I were in the U.S. Senate along with Rand Paul, I would have voted against her confirmation. It is a bad appointment. Please, Mr. President, learn more about the people your members of the White House staff and your White House personnel are recommending. Half the people you are appointing oppose your policies and want to end your presidency. Thanks so very much for joining us here on the War Room today. Folks, I want to remind you one more time, we need your support at the InfoWars.com store. We here at InfoWars face the greatest challenge ever as they launch a series of frivolous, fraudulent, but extremely expensive lawsuits in an effort to shut us down and wipe us off the internet. We literally cannot survive without your support. So whether it is my book, Stone's Rules, or a t-shirt, or one of these great nutraceutical products, please go by the InfoWars store now and make your voice heard. Your loyal support is what keeps us afloat, expanding, and fighting here at InfoWars. We cannot do it without you. God bless you, and thanks for joining us.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life,
It takes hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the War Room final hour. And we have a caller, Marcus from Houston, wants to talk about the ACLU protest that happened on Friday. So I said, hey, let's bring up what happened, because we had Owen Schroyer and Savannah Hernandez out there. And one older gentleman came up and spit on Savannah. It's totally disgusting, but this is the behavior of these liberals. They don't like debate. They like to spit and do other vile things. But let's roll the report, and you can see what happened for yourself.
Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com, and we are at an ACLU protest at Republic Square in Austin, Texas. It started at 4:30. It is 4:50 right now, and this ACLU protest is Stop Trump's Separation of Families policy. So essentially what they're saying here is that it's Trump's fault that people decided to break the law and come here illegally, and then once the law is followed, they might have to get deported. Somehow that's Trump's fault because they broke the law. So if you came to America and started a family, but you were here illegally, and now you're facing deportation for breaking the law, that's Trump's fault. Even though it might have been Bush or Obama that was president when you broke the law and came here, somehow it's Trump's fault that the law is now being followed and you may or may not face deportation. But actually, really the deportation numbers have only increased for criminals and for just people.
I got some socks to be picking. Could you help me out with that?
Wait, what now?
Or maybe build a house in the sun? Could I employ you to do that work?
No.
That's what I thought.
So did you just wow, so she just wanted to hire me for illegal labor, and then he just spit at me. So I don't even have to do anything. This is actually hilarious. I'll just stand here and you watch the people that come up to me and embarrass themselves. So she says immigrants built this country. Okay, well, what are you talking about exactly? You can say X built this country, Y built this country, but that's not the point. We're talking about immigration law today and people that break the law.
That's against the rules. You cannot spit on people.
Yeah, did you see that?
I saw it. I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
You cannot speak contain a germ.
Yeah, actually,
that's the crazy part about this whole thing.
It's considered assault if you speak.
Is that lady there is an immigrant. She's a migrant. She came here in the 90s. And she thinks it's despicable that people are coming over spitting at Owen and Savannah. And she's a liberal.
What's that?
Let's go to Marcus in Houston. Marcus, what do you want to say about that ACLU protest on Friday? Marcus, are you there? Hey, Marcus.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was actually there, and it was a very interesting time. Very hot. I actually brought my children with me. That's probably the last time I'll ever do that, because these people are out of control. They have no form of debate, like I, you know, told Owen in the video. They have no, they just won't talk about these things.
No, they have a visceral reaction to Trump, and they are so pissed off about that, and they're goaded with the media keeps goading them, saying, yeah, you gotta be mad. This guy's crazy. He grabs him by the pee. He doesn't do this. He's gonna kill everybody. He hates migrants. He hates Mexicans. He hates everybody. He's just in it for for him, himself and his family. And they have these people so worked up that they can't even have a simple conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it was very ironic that today, even on the Bernie Sanders video, they mentioned the Sandy Hook thing. There was people saying the same thing out there, and it's just it's unbelievable. That's their only talking point, it seems.
Yeah. No, they've been programmed. You could see the programming. And, you know, I'll say this about Sandy Hook. Why did it take the FBI 5 years to write the report of what happened that day? 5 years. 5 years. What are they hiding? Why did it take 5 years to write about something where the shooter was dead? Kids are dead. Parents are grieving. Open and shut case. 5 years. 5 years. Makes me think. Makes me go, maybe I'll ask a question or two.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
In the future, info warriors from around the world come together to one place, and that place is the War Room, where they talk about ideas, like too much bad news, being not good for your health, or the health aspects of being surrounded by at least 14 monitors.
Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to be here for a few days this week. Our next guest, I wouldn't even say she's a guest. She's a contributor here at InfoWars.com. That's Leanne McAdoo. Worked here in this office for many years, and then she took an escape pod to Florida, and she does reports from there. Joins us here on the War Room. She's next to me on this TV right here. How's it going, Leanne?
It's going great. I'm going well. I'm kind of coming out of that last segment with you, looking at what happened with Owen and Savannah there. And the caller just mentioning how these people have been programmed into a state where they can't even have a civil conversation anymore. And of course that it's all by design. And I think it's just going to get much, much worse going up into the midterms. So it is.
The frothing will continue and it'll be, and then it's going to be, I can't wait for 2020. It's going to be, it's already come to blows. It's going to be bad. If somebody doesn't get killed in one of these rallies in the midterms, it's going to happen in 2020. It definitely will. I mean, the time people say, well, what about Charlottesville? That wasn't a presidential rally. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the girl died of being hit by a car. She died of a heart attack, probably scared to death. But it's going to happen.
Right. Well, we know that the Democrats right now, the left especially, the party has gone so much more kind of being taken over by the progressive far left, forcing the party to go that way. That's all they've got. You know, what are they going to run on with the record low black unemployment and the jobs creation here? People are getting more money in their paychecks every pay period. So people are starting to see that, you know what, even though the television is telling me all this terrible stuff is happening and all my friends are sharing all these terrible articles on social media, but if I would just turn off the TV and turn off this social media and actually look at what's happening in the real world, things aren't that bad here in the United States. And So in order to stop people from seeing the reality of what's happening, they've got to bombard them with all of this negativity, passing around that picture showing the bus. It was like a baby prison bus or something it was being called on social media, where it was a bus that was fitted with all of these child seats. And of course they were saying, look what Trump's done to separate the families. It's like a children's little prison bus. And of course, that's just tugs at your heartstrings. Now, did they correct themselves or take down the tweet when it received tens of thousands of retweets because that bus was actually created under the Obama administration and that this was something that was happening then in the Obama administration? There's no correction of it. It's just so much information to feed this Trump hatred, this Trump fury, so that people will be in this mass state of delusion. And one of the articles that I sent your way, Too Much Bad News Can Make You Sick. It's interesting, this article hit home for me because this was one of the reasons why I had to get back to Florida. I'd had to take care of my health. And I know all of us were affected during this 2016 election cycle. Anyone, even if you weren't in the news industry, but especially people, I think that it was their job every day to have to fight this inundation of negative news and trying to get the truth out when the mainstream media is telling you so much, you know, that isn't true. You're having to unspin the spin. It takes its toll. And now that's what actually researchers are finding, that too much bad news can make you sick. Why is this? Because it puts you in that fear state. It puts you in that state where you are fight, flight, or freeze. And the news media knows this. Anyone who works in the news knows that saying, if it bleeds, it leads. And so they know people are going to stop and they're not going to change the channel if there's a train wreck on the television. And that's what they do. And so, you know, they're like, stick around because another child has been raped by their parent. We'll tell you more coming up. It's like, why do I want to know about this at the dinner table?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. And so now,
but don't worry, Leanne, Apple says they're going to start picking the news stories you read. They've got it all figured out. They're like, we're going to give you the ones that we selectively want you to have. And right. That was Susan Prescott made the alarming announcement that Apple would select the top news stories that appear in Apple News during. So it's not going to be what stories are popular, what people are talking about. It's going to be what they say. Some little minder in the Apple sphere is going to tell you what to look at.
Right. And can then we hold them accountable when there is a civil war or a race war breaks out because all the news that we're being bombarded with, that's all they're talking about? Are they going to have some accountability when many people are suffering from adrenal fatigue, depression, just absolutely mental illness from delusion? Who's going to be held accountable at this point? I mean, all they say is, well, you know, you could have turned off your TV or turned off your push notifications and went outside. It was your responsibility not to pay attention to us. So, I mean, that's kind of, they're leaving it into our hands, the responsibility in our hands to be able to look at this information that's coming through and have the discernment of what's true or not, or what's healthy for us or not, or, you know, to look at the positive that's going on in the world. Like, for instance, with CNN putting out these school shootings and how, well, every single day there's been a school shooting this year, and they don't tell you how they're coming up with those figures or what's really going on. And many people are looking at it going, what are you talking about? A school shooting every day. But then if you suggest, well, why don't we put metal detectors in the schools, or why don't we put more police officers, armed security resources in these schools? Then you hear the Democrats say, well, we don't want the school to look like a war zone.
Like a prison. Then
it's like a prison. But meanwhile, you're telling these children that every single day they might be getting shot up by a school shooter, because that's what happened. So it's like they don't really want to provide the solutions that are going to keep these kids safe. They just want to take away guns. I mean, that's ultimately the thing.
Exactly. And one of the solutions they never talk about is how many of these kids are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors? How many of these kids are on a Prozac derivative? How many of these kids are on ADD and ADHD medicine? Oh, no, we can't talk about that because that's our sponsor who is going to tell you about the list of side effects coming up in like 30 seconds. There's going to be a laundry list of side effects that come with this potion that they've created. So right. That's always That's always interesting that that's never even brought up into the lexicon at all.
Right. Like it's, I mean, if the news does report on the opioid crisis, because it is at such epic proportions now, they can't not discuss this opioid crisis that's going on, but they don't really get into the responsibility of the drug manufacturers. Every once in a while, you'll get a good expose on how the drug reps are actually paying, via, you know, vacations and things like this for the doctors to prescribe these medications when they should be recommending, you know, go to the chiropractor or something as the first step, not just immediately putting on them on these opioid drugs. But even when they do tell you about the opioid crisis, it cuts to a commercial and it's like, take this new SSRI. And then it has a long list of all the terrible side effects that it might have. Oh, and, you know, could turn you into a violent mass murderer.
Do you know one of the side effects of Ambien is insomnia? And Ambien is supposed to help you go to sleep. One of the side effects is insomnia.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Right.
And that came up with Roseanne. She said she was on Ambien when she made those tweets about Valerie Jarrett being a lizard.
Well, and it makes you, a lot of people do sleepwalking and do very weird things when they're in this weird state, because it's almost like your subconscious is out there living versus being asleep and your subconscious is doing its thing. It's like, I mean, you are in a zombie state. So yeah, it's just incredible. But you know, the truth is out there. Will it be given to us? I don't know.
Well, Trump wants to unleash the truth. Supposedly he's, instituted the right to try. So we'll see how that works. Got a couple callers on the line, Leanne. You want to see what they have to say when we come back from break?
I do.
All right, we'll be right back after this. You're watching The War Room. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. You got Rob Dew, you got Leanne McAdoo. We'll be right back.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials run throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water, So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
Sent out a little tweet there. We don't sit around here for those 4 minutes that we have. We have some of these breaks. We're talking. We're going over things. We're going, hey, we didn't like this. Let's do this differently. Let's find this video. What do we got? We're looking at articles. I'm reading stories, trying to find little tidbits to tell you about. Like the story we just covered, Apple, we're going to pick the news stories you read, which we were coalescing and coagulating with bad news makes you sick. And you can see there's half of our population is mentally deranged at this point because Trump got elected and they were told this is going to be the end of their lives as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that, don't they, Leanne?
Absolutely. You know, another thing on that, we have an article up at InfoWars that it is now against the law, essentially in California, to shower and do laundry on the same day, right? And so this is something that I guess the governor on his last ditch effort, he's going to really restrict the usage of people's water. And so what does that mean? Of course, the water companies are going to have to come in and keep a record. They said they're going to use satellite imagery, tracking the meters, all sorts of things to just make sure that you are not overwatering your lawn and that you're not going over your ration of water, right? Well, but what is the government doing to help their water crisis there? Nothing. They haven't done any major water infrastructure projects in the last 50 years, even though they are going through these droughts again and again, right? But they don't want their constituents to focus on the fact that the government, even though they are taking in record tax dollars, they haven't done anything to actually help the infrastructure for the Californians. Instead, they are forcing them to ration their water, but they don't want them to focus on the failures of the government. Right? They don't want them to focus on that their government is actually using their tax dollars to pay $25 billion a year to support people who are there illegally, to help them with their defense fund, to help pay for their schooling, etc. So people in California are just being bombarded with all this information about how terrible Trump is for them and how he's the problem. Let's pin all of our problems, all of our hatred onto this one man. We don't want you to actually look at the failures that are going on within your own government so that you won't vote us out. So, I mean, when we look at something like Apple or Google or Yahoo or whatever, filtering the news for us, imagine that they're only going to filter through the news that's going to continue to help them maintain their empire, maintain their seat at the table. They're not giving their constituents the information they need. The people there are mad at the wrong person. They're mad at the wrong things. They're mad at this impending race war that's about to happen. Not mad about the fact that they've had a governor in there for however long who has failed to even implement the beginnings of a water infrastructure project so that they won't have a terrible drought. All he's done is say, okay, by this year, you can only have 55 gallons of water per day out of your house. And then by 2020, it'll be even less. So they're planning on rationing you and tightening and squeezing you more on what the livelihood and your ability to enjoy your life there. Meanwhile, they're squeezing out excess tax dollars and not giving you anything in return. So I just thought that was the most insane story. But again, your constituents aren't even pissed about it because they are being dangled with a carrot over here. And
they're like, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. But, you know, here's our new bill, the Stinker Stink Act, where you're either going to not be able to take a shower or not do your laundry. So you get a bunch of stinky people running around California, not being able to get jobs. Then they become homeless. So the homeless population grows and grows and grows and grows. And the only people that can water their lawns are Kim Kardashian because they're the only ones that can afford the water payoffs that they're going to have to make. So they're going to have to make payoffs to get their lawn watered. It's truly disgusting when all they need to do, it's not putting plastic balls on top of the water like they've tried before. That was another insane thing they did. No, you could build reservoirs. And what are they doing now? They're letting water just wash out into the ocean to protect some fish. When I'm sure you could build a habitat for that fish somewhere where it'll be fine and safe and prosperous. But no, we can't do that. We have to save this fish. And what's the name of the fish? Do we even know? Can we even eat this fish? What do we do with it? What is this fish good for?
I know it starts with an S. I actually just read about it today.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's, right. And they're taking all of that. It's the Delta smelt.
Yeah. I didn't know Delta smelt. I bet you can't eat that fish.
I don't
know. So why do we care about this fish? Oh my God.
Right. It's being taken away from the farmers, right? Who, you know, they need jobs. They feed the country, but by golly, we got to protect this fish.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm an animal lover. I get it. I want to protect, save the environment and la-di-da, all those things. But again, they're wanting to take your attention away from the fact that the Democratic people that they've elected again and again and again for decades are failing them. They're totally failing them. And they are shifting their anger, shifting the focus off of themselves and blaming Trump. He's the like really good boogeyman for everything right now.
That which fish is about this big, Leanne. They just showed the Delta smelt. It's this big. It's a minnow, as we call it down here in Texas. That's not even a minnow. That's a minnow. It's so small.
It's endangered. I'm sure it's important for the whole food chain. Like, I get it. But you know what else is terrible? Plastic floating around in the ocean, you know, or nuclear reactors breaking down and millions of gallons of that waste dumping into the ocean every single day.
You know, I got a story, Leanne. There's a guy. What's his name? He's going to do a 9,000 kilometer swim from Japan to San Francisco. And he's going to be wearing a monitor on him. And he's mainly doing it to bring attention to the plastic that's in our oceans. But he's also going to be wearing radiation monitors to see if Fukushima waste is increasing.
Wow.
Which they don't even talk about in the article.
Mm-mm.
So he's going to be wearing a device to test radioactive material from the tsunami hit Fukushima nuclear power plant.
Wow.
Now, I mean, this is what it's come to, because nobody else seems to be doing it. We sent some reporters out there years ago to monitor the radiation levels on the beaches on the West Coast, but this guy's actually going to go swimming in the water, and we know that water keeps pouring in. They're not able to stop it. Now, we got one more minute left with you, Leanne, then we're bringing on Harrison Smith. I don't think I've even plugged yet. I did a minor plug about our water filters from earlier, but guys, the way you support us is by spreading the links and going to InfoWarsStore.com and checking out some of the amazing deals. And we're continuing the insane deals that are going for Memorial Day, which is free shipping on almost everything. I think everything. Free shipping store-wide. Plus, 50% off BrainForce, Supermel Vitality, Immune Wall. I think the real red pills, 50% off. Like, the deals are insane. You have to go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the amazing deals we have. Because, look, it is vital that you support what we're doing because it lets us grow. Let's just get bigger. Let's just do more things. Let's just have more reporters. Like, it's good that we have Leanne over in Florida. She's an hour ahead. She gets the news. She's up an hour before us. You know, it's good that we have InfoWars Europe. We're able to do all that with your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Leanne, thanks for joining us. We will see you again soon, and we'll be right back with Harrison Smith. Thanks for watching.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Myco ZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Myco ZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Myco ZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not
for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Harrison Smith. Leah McAdoo wanted to hold over because she wanted to talk about DNA. Now, when I was a kid, the first time I heard about DNA was an old G.I. Joe. There's a G.I. Joe cartoon in the late 80s, early 90s. And they were going to take the DNA. This is when you cue that visual. They're going to take the DNA from all the generals out there in past time. Alexander the Great, Sun Tzu, Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, Hannibal. And they were going to create this ultimate bad general. They were going to go get all these artifacts and create the best guy, taking all their DNA and mixing it together. And they created some guy named Serpentor. That's who they created. But that was the first time I heard about deoxyribonucleic acid, which is what DNA is. And I still remember that to this day. Thank you, G.I. Joe. Because now we're going to be able to sell and rent our DNA. What's up with that, Leanne McAdoo?
Exactly. And I'm so glad I wanted to talk to you about it, because you always have just like this massive amount of information where you're like, oh, well, I know exactly how they'll use that DNA in the future. So a lot of people, they're kind of talking about how Facebook and these others are selling off our information and how terrible that is, or how companies are using it and making all this money off of us, and we're just willingly giving it up for free by using these social media sites. Well, what people also are not really paying attention to is the fact that we are willingly giving up our most personal information identifier, our DNA. People are willingly turning it into Ancestry.com and 23andMe and these other sites that are coming up, knowing that they can opt in to have their DNA used for research purposes, or who knows? We know a lot of that DNA is being sent to Calico Labs, where they're working on figuring out how to extend the life of Silicon Valley billionaires. But now people think, whatever, you know, how can we make money? The San Diego Union Tribune is actually talking now about a Silicon Valley startup that is looking at ways to help, you know, give us a little money, a little kickback. If we are going to give these sites our DNA, well, now you can rent it out. You can make a little bit of money from these scientific researchers who are using your DNA to come up with a cure for cancer. Hey, that sounds great. I'm all for that. That's wonderful. But are they using our DNA to create a super soldier in the future, a super general? Who knows? That's what people aren't looking at, is that these companies are holding on to their genetic information in perpetuity. Unless you actually go through a whole separate process to tell them to destroy your genetic material after they tell you who your ancestors were, where you came from originally. But that's a very small portion of our DNA that they are sequencing.
There's and putting so G.I. Joe history aside, Leanne, once they patent your DNA, that's where the problem starts, because then they go, oh, you need gene therapy? Pay us some money. You want to cure this incurable disease, but we can do it, but it's going to cost a lot more because we patented your DNA. Remember you signed that form 20 years ago that said we own your DNA? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we're just going to go ahead and take your house. Okay. And there's going to, here, I got some interesting statistics. This is ancestry.com. They sold people were paying for this 1.5 million saliva test kits, which they say equals to 2,000 gallons of saliva, enough to fill a modest above ground swimming pool. The one in McBreen's backyard.
Yeah. Well, and they also hand this information over to the police. I think that, the serial killer from 30 years ago or something, it wasn't even his DNA. I think it was like his aunt or something, or a niece or something. So you don't even have to be the one giving your DNA away. They'll still have it in a way.
Right. Well, the ancestry.com, they won't turn it over unless, of course, they're, they have a warrant or something. But the cops with that, the killer that they just found, they did that on an open source DNA network, where all they were doing was taking these DNA samples that someone had put out there and then looking at public available information and then just figuring it all out. It wasn't that they had even taken a warrant to 23andMe and said, give us this particular DNA. I mean, they were able to put that all together just by publicly available information. That's how important and how intrinsic, like the intrinsic value that your DNA has to mark you as an individual person. And it's being sold to us as like, oh, you know, you'll be able to find out your family history and feel more connected, or maybe you'll be able to know some of your health issues and stuff. But that's just like the little bit of our DNA that they've been able to sequence so far. There's obviously some big time value in this. If we know that 23andMe, these other sites are already selling that genetic information to researchers. It's right there in the fine print when you read the terms of service. They're already making money off of selling that to researchers. But now we actually have several startups that are figuring out this. This one's called the Nebula model. And so they're wanting consumers to actually get their entire genome sequenced, not just the little things that Ancestry.com will look at. They only look at a small portion of it. They want you to get your entire genome sequenced, and then it gets put on their website, and then scientists can buy it or rent it out, and then you'll get a little kickback via cryptocurrency. And so it's like you're the one that's paying to get your genome sequenced. You're paying to send in your saliva or whatever, and then it goes through this company who then rents it, sells it out. I mean, at least they're doing a little something. Facebook just takes all your information and doesn't give you anything in return. But that's the point.
I like
point,
that quote. If you want to sell your data, we can keep it secure on our own little private network. It's okay. Yeah. They're just going to keep it safe for you. That's the thing. All these things lead down roads that we don't know what they're going to be. And there's obviously brain bugs that have already thought about this. And they go, oh, we know what we can do with your DNA. We're going to be able to cure every disease. Mm-hmm. But it's going to cost you an arm and a leg because we own it. We've patented your genome.
Oh, and the other creepy thing is this idea of designer babies. I mean, can you imagine what the psychological implications would be of even just knowing that you were, parts of you were chosen, you know, out of a catalog?
G.I. Joe covered it. It doesn't end well. It doesn't end well for humanity. You've got megalomaniacs running around thinking they run the world.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I just think, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we have technology has advanced just so much in the last 5 years. We have no idea what they will be able to do with our DNA 10, 15 years from now. We have no idea the technology that's going to be available. And again, just like we've created this prison planet of surveillance, willingly opting into stuff, now we're actually willingly opting in to do the genome sequencing. It's like there's something inside of us as humanity, like we want to be slaves or something.
Oh yeah, we love it. And we're conditioned to love it. You know, we've been sold it for many years. I was probably conditioned, you know, watching the G.I. Joe. I just happened to break the programming. Hey, we got like four callers here. Let's go to try to get one in now. Maybe we'll get the other three when we come back. Let's go to Eric in Florida wants to talk about what we were talking about earlier, the bad news making you sick and the immigration. Let's get his take on what we've been talking about. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, in regards to the ACLU and the illegals, and, you know, maybe they came in during Obama, whatever, but send them all back. But I did call in one time and I was talking to Owen. He was trying to, well, he was not, he just jumped, you know, send them all home. They should serve their sentences out here for what they did, you know. Fair punishment, and then be slinging.
Well, you got to look at it this way. I see what you're saying. Make them pay due time for the crime. But then you're paying to house those people, and they're not. It costs a lot of money to house a prisoner. It costs a lot more than actually just to have a home and live in it. It costs a lot more. And you're not getting treated well. So I'm all for shipping them back. And if they come back, then it's hard labor. Then it's, I don't want to come here. It's something like Papillon, where you go to an island where you got to work your butt off to get through it. Because that's the only way to stop this stuff. If you don't do that, then you're going to have people just thinking they can come in whenever they want. And you have mass hysteria.
Well, we saw just even the threat of arrest just tanked the immigration numbers in the beginning of Trump's term. But now they've sort of slowly made their way back up, and they're inching their way back up because they see the support that they get from the Democrats and other politicians like that.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Leanne McAdoo. Always insightful. When we come back, I want to see there's pictures of illegal immigrants that they've caught and detained lined up into court. So they are putting these people at least through the justice system. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, June 4th. Now, our last caller was talking about how people need to serve their time when they get caught, and I was like, well, you know, then you got to house them, and that costs a lot of money, too. Is it worth it just catch and release back over the wall? Or do we want to house these people? And that's a big that's why the prison system hates marijuana legalization, because then that's going to get rid of a lot of prisoners.
That's going to cost a lot of money.
Right. It's going to cost a lot of money for them. Now, there was a photo over the weekend that was circulating around, and it was, you know, leftists were bitching about it. And look at all the people they're bringing in the courtroom. Pull that photo up if you're watching here on InfoWars.com/show. That's a bunch of guys there for their deportation hearings. They basically got caught trying to cross over, and this is what's happening. They are being tried. Mm-hmm. They're getting their due process. And then when it's, hey, you're here, do you have your papers? If you don't have a passport, if you don't have a driver, you know, well, if you don't have proof that you're an American citizen, you're back over. Get over the wall. So I just wanted to show that. And now I've got Harrison Smith here. I actually brought him in here for two segments. it looks like we're only going to get one to talk about Tiananmen Square. Today is the 30th anniversary of the massacre, right?
29th. It's the 29th anniversary. June 4th was when the big massacre happened. So Tiananmen Square, a lot of people know it. Yeah, everybody knows that image. A fun fact about that image, the only reason we have that, I think only two copies of that were able to be smuggled out. One of them had to be hidden in a toilet bowl while Chinese authorities came in and searched the photographer's room to make sure he didn't have any contraband photos.
And that was the guy standing in front of the tanks. And mm-hmm. people are listening to this on the radio. One That's man with his shopping man. Bag standing in front. We don't know what happened to this guy either.
Right. Nobody knows. Yeah, and the only other photo from that, that's the famous one on Time and Life and everything, was smuggled out in a tea case, in like a box of tea. So, I mean, the Chinese government was very clearly shutting down any news of this getting out. Still to this day, it's censored in China. A lot of, you can read stories of people who grew up in China and had no idea about this until they went, you know, abroad to go to school and then found out, oh my God, this happened, you know, just 29 years ago. And the reality of what happened was only truly revealed, I believe, in December of 2017, when a British man's memos, he worked for the British government, and his memos came out. And it's actually very disturbing what he says happened. So, just be warned. It's pretty gruesome. He says that 27 Army APCs, that's armored personnel carriers, opened fire on the crowds before running them over. APCs ran over troops and civilians at 40 miles per hour. Students understood they were given 1 hour to leave the square, but after only 5 minutes, the APCs attacked. Students linked arms in arms but were mowed down. The APCs then ran over the bodies time and time again to make, quote, pie, unquote, and the remains were collected by a bulldozer. The remains were incinerated and then hosed down the drains. So I'm sorry that's graphic, but that you have to understand, when you say that communism crushes people, it's a literal, they literally crush people and wash them down the drain.
And that's what Bernie Sanders wants in the end.
Everybody knows that is the end goal of socialism, is communism. And these are the types of measures that communists take to ensure their power. You can't have deviant people within communism. They threaten the entire system. I mean, all of these cables, I mean, they're just disgusting. It's women being bayoneted and all of these horrible things. 1,000 survivors were told they were, they could escape, but then they were mowed down by specially prepared machine gun positions. So they said, oh yes, you can leave, go that way. And then just put them right into a machine gun nest. So it wasn't even like the people got scared and then, you know, ran away. They didn't even let them run away. They mowed them down. But this is another really interesting part. The United Press International on the night of June 3rd, 1989, reported that a statement was repeatedly broadcast on Chinese television saying, tonight a serious counter-revolution rebellion took place. Thugs, frenzied, attacked the People's Liberation Army troops, seizing weapons, erecting barricades, beating soldiers and officers in an attempt to overthrow the government of the People's Republic of China.
That's why they had to kill some of the troops. So they could say, look, see, there's dead troops here. They were attacking. Oh, and see, that was the troops doing the bidding of the state that went in and followed orders to surround people. Oh, they got mowed down too. That's what happens. That's what happens to brown mm-hmm. shirts. And they get killed in the end too.
Yep. And this British officer specifically says that the people they used were, he said that 60% of the people in this certain battalion were illiterate. They were considered like primitives. They were like the most brutal, most uneducated, most like fanatic soldiers that they were able to use, because they're just the most ruthless and bloodthirsty. Well,
and I think they brought them from another, a neighboring province. They didn't bring the people who lived there and worked there. They had, because that's what happens too. They'll bring, so say if they would, to a description here would be, they would take troops from Florida to go suppress a riot in Seattle.
Right. Or, well, I mean, and that's the whole purpose of bringing UN troops or mm-hmm. international troops to American soil.
They're not invested in the game.
Exactly. They would have no problem turning on the Americans, you know, where they are. So in the end, these cables that were revealed in December, 10,000 people, over 10,000 people died in Tiananmen Square. So, you know, the official.
They were saying it was hundreds.
Hundreds, maybe thousands. No, yeah. 10,000 people died. And again, you still can't talk about this in China. China has this incredible firewall system that if you get software and can get around it, then maybe you can find out what happened in Tiananmen Square. But for most people in China, this information is literally not available. They have no idea that this occurred whatsoever.
And these are the groups that Facebook and Apple work with religiously to suppress freedom of information. It's totally disgusting.
Yep. And that's what, and so, one example of the censorship, there's a, an app called WeChat that basically everybody in China uses. And this article says, sit down next to a friend who also has WeChat on their phone. Now try to send them a text message using the name Lu Ziobao, which is the name of a dissident in China. On your phone, it will appear as though you've sent the message, but your friend will not get it. The Chinese authorities can just punch certain words or phrases into whatever blocking mechanism they use, and they can shut down discussion of a topic. WeChat is a privately owned company, but China's tech giants must toe the party line. And of course, we know that Apple just gave away all their passwords to China. Every large company in China is essentially a state company, and they can literally just go, can't talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
And to you, it'll seem like you're posting it. It'll seem like you're saying it, but they won't ever get the message. So
it's totally despicable.
But I will say, you know, obviously humanity will not be held down by such things. Chinese people are very creative at the way they use nicknames for things. Mm-hmm. Of course, they block that too. That's why Winnie the Pooh is now censored in China, because people say that Xi Jinping, the president of China, looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
And so they, now you're not allowed to talk about Winnie the Pooh in China. But so there's a Chinese artist that has inspired a social media campaign to mark this anniversary. That's encouraging young people around the world to dress as the Tank Man, the guy holding the two shopping bags, and to pose in front of significant landmarks to express their opposition to China's still authoritarian government. So it's the type of thing where they can say, you know, I'm just standing with two bags. This isn't a protest or anything. But of course, everybody knows it is a protest, but it still is sort of innocent. But of course, what they like to do is have on the bags, I can't tell if those are, but they'll have pictures of Winnie the Pooh or pictures of, I guess, Peppa the Pig is also, Peppa Pig is one that's outlawed by Beijing. And so people are still fighting back, and that's a big social media thing going on now, just to bring, you know, knowledge about this massacre that, again, is still censored in China, that Chinese people still don't know, which, you know, what means is the people that made this massacre happen are still the party in power. So that massacre, you know, it happened 29 years ago, but the people who perpetrated it are still in power in China. They're still censoring things. In all likelihood, I mean, they might do the same thing if another protest of this magnitude were to erupt again.
Oh, sure.
So
they won't have any problem doing that, and they'll cover it up too. Let's try to get these callers in. Let's go to Mark in Texas first. He's a Bernie supporter who likes Trump. Go ahead, Mark.
But if I had known Trump was going to start bombing countries like Syria, I probably would have been. But what I wanted to talk to you also is about Sandy Hook. I think you guys need to get Wolfgang Halbig back in your show. I talked to him quite a bit. All right. This patriot has done everything he can. I'm a former peace officer myself, and a correctional officer too. A peace officer in New York, correctional officer in Texas. And everything that man says is absolutely true. He is not making anything up. He has done his research. He did not start out as a so-called conspiracy theorist. He tried to find out certain information because he was a recognized school safety expert. You know him too. I know you were with him one time in court. Did you know that Lenny Posner, who's probably suing, one of the people suing, Alex Jones right now, that Posner's, tried to sue, Wolfgang, didn't show up in court, which is no surprise.
I had heard that.
Fraud.
Yeah. No, it's, hey. Why'd it take him 5 years to write the report? That's the main question I have. And, you know, when it takes you 5 years, it's like this. We don't learn about Tiananmen Square till 28 years later. You know, that when people have something to hide, it takes a long time for this information to come out. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring light to these things, and we do it with your support, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for watching, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. You're watching The War Room. InfoWars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.